future plan into hard numbers plotted on an Excel sheet. Through this course, we will explain how to project your revenue and cost basis assumptions and historical data, and finally come up with your funding requirement. And don't worry, if you're not well-versed with finance, we have simplified this process and will help you from scratch. We recommend that you use FundEnable's financial model template and build it step by step with our instructions. In the next 40 minutes, you will be ready with your first cut financial model for your business. So let's get cracking. There you go. You just created your first financial model. One popular opinion among investors is that they like to see businesses with a hockey stick growth. Another school of thought is that your projections should be realistic and achievable. Our advice to founders is to project numbers that you are comfortable with, because ultimately you have to take the ownership of achieving them. Also, do review your funding amount closely. It is not very often that a company has raised $10 million of funding with no or very little revenue. Now that your pitch deck and financial model are ready and you know how much to raise, it's time to approach the investors. Where do you find these investors and how do you approach them? We will answer these questions in our upcoming course on Financing Pathways. Welcome to the course on understanding term sheets.